From the Mobile 5280 studios, this is Weekend Geek Updates special report. Yes, this is the now mobile studio. I'm sitting with Bill, Mr. X Comics.
Hi, Smart.
Hello. And your lovely wife?
Yes.
Ashley.
For this week. Well, you know, every week we get new comics.
I got a divorce lawyer on retainer. Chris, if you're listening.
Chris, pick up some paperwork.
Chris said that he would represent me.
Sorry.
Get his Linda.
Linda, I might need your help after this. Thank
you. Wow. We are sitting at Mr. X Comics today for Independent Artist Appreciation.
Pretty much.
And regardless of the weather, it's actually been a fantastic turnout.
Yeah, it's not bad. The weather shouldn't be a deterrent. We live here in Colorado.
You would think, but there's so many X plants or people from like Texas and California and nobody in Florida and Georgia.
That's no excuse. I'm from Arizona. 35 years in Arizona.
Really?
Wow. We came here on purpose. We love it here.
And see, I can't. So I've been to Arizona, and it's just ungodly hot.
It is.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I played golf with Alice Cooper
out
there. You
played golf with Alice Cooper?
Yes.
I love him.
He's amazing.
You just met my next wife.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Bill. This is my wife, Smurf.
Can you imagine that introduction?
Right? Our logo would be like BS.
Bill and Smurf Comics. So, Bill, the obvious question, and I have an extensive background in comics. I had my own shop back in 91 through 95 during the heyday, and then later
the
in 2000.
Days.
Yes, before the fall, the speculators.
The dark days.
The dark, dark days.
The dark days come upon Marvel Comics. Next thing you know, they sold all the movie rights. Thanks, Marvel.
Anyway. Everything. Well, and Marvel gets bought out by the toy company they bought like a couple years after. You know, Toy Biz comes in and saves the day. Mm-hmm. Marvel's on the bubble. And
somehow Toy Biz is not involved with Diamond Distribution.
Which doesn't make sense to me.
It's a standalone thing. You have to order from Toy Biz. You can't get Toy Biz stuff through Diamond.
Really?
Really. I know, because we were trying to get the gaming stuff in here. You have to go directly through Toy Biz.
Well, that's almost as bad as dealing with Magic and Wizards of the Coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, the obvious question, why a comic shop now?
Oh, I always wanted to do this.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only job I ever worked for free when I was a kid. I was a full-time student. I was a cart pusher at a grocery store. I had a paper route till I was 16, and I worked part-time at a comic book store for free.
Did you at least get trade or comics? Because, I mean, that's usually the caveat. You work at a comic book shop, you get your books at least for free.
Mm-hmm. I got 10% off.
What? What was the name of the shop?
I don't remember. I remember the lady that ran the place. Her name was Kathy. I don't know her husband's name, and I can't remember the name of the store. And
wow.
I was in there, like, ironically enough, with Harley sitting here. I spent 4 months straight going through boxes of Harlequin romance books, and it was my job to put them in order. So like one through whatever for each series, and I did it for free for my 10% off. I was bagging and boarding their comics and things like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So is that your first introduction to comics, or just the fact that you wanted a comic book shop that
pave the way?
No,
my first introduction, according to my dad, I was 3. And he was getting his hair cut, and I was just sitting in a barber shop, and we're talking about back in Pennsylvania. So just picture everything black and white and gray. You know, and then you got to picture these torn up Superman and his girlfriend Lois Lane comics.
Right.
And that's what I was reading. And the barber let me take them home.
Wow.
And so after that, they got me the books on records.
The Spider-Man and the Avengers. And
right.
The Spidey was my favorite for that.
I have 2 of them at home.
Oh.
I won't bring them here.
No.
It's the one with, when J. Jonah's son turns into the...
Oh, Man-Wolf.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have that one, and we have... What's the other one with the lizard?
The
orange cover with the lizard on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm still looking for, if anybody has one. Has to be unscratched and
good luck
basically
with that.
Pristine condition. I'm looking for the "And a Phoenix Shall Arise." It was Captain America.
Yeah,
that was the other one I had as a kid, and I was 7, but I remember it.
I had the Batman Man Bat story one,
nice.
And I loved that because it was Neil Adams, of course, best Batman artist almost of all time.
Too I won't argue with you.
Too bad he's a dick, but...
Oh, good. Now I know the rating of this show.
I can't say that.
Because we can go back to talk about Arizona, you know?
No.
Satan's asshole.
No.
But that was mine. So the Batman and Man-Bat story was so good. Now, do you have a long history in comics? Because, I mean, you're his sidekick, I'm assuming. Or is he your sidekick?
I do what I'm told. Ask anyone.
You just carry the heavy boxes.
That's it.
With me, it started when I was little, and it was my dad. He's a big Batman fan.
Good for him.
Okay. He had the graphic novels for Batman.
Okay.
And that's where it started for me, because the house that we grew up in out in Chicago was my grandmother's house. So my dad grew up there. Well, the room that we were in was his room. So me and my sister shared a room, and when he was living in there, he drew, my dad's a great artist, and he drew Batman and Robin running in the closet. So whenever you opened up the closet and moved the clothes, you saw Batman and
that
Robin running
awesome.
Through, like the cape was swooshed around, like old style Batman and everything.
I want your dad.
That's almost fitting with Robin in the closet and all that.
Yes.
We could talk about that later.
He's repressed.
He really is. He's hiding his true self.
But that's where it started for me. I didn't really have comics as a kid. But I read my dad's graphic novels.
Okay. So best Batman story for you then, or what was your first trade?
The first one, I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of the times where he fought Superman.
Oh, God.
It was an old one, like the cover was missing off of it and everything. I can't fully remember the name of it, but
that's probably why.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's so
your dad had a trade with no cover? What'd he do to it?
I think it was me and my sister.
They make bags for that.
National Geographic bags. Come on. It'll work. I promise. So now you have your own shop.
Mm-hmm.
What is your plan? I mean, it is a very spacious shop. I'm very impressed with the layout.
Thank you.
I love it. There's so much potential. I want to play.
They're coming.
So
if
I
you
mean,
open it, they will come.
Exactly. So, I mean, just one night you all of a sudden just decide, because, I mean, you and I work with or have chatted back and forth on the mm-hmm. comic book forum and all of that, so we're not strangers to each other, but we've never really had, like, a formal introduction. So one day you wake up and you just want to...
No.
This looks like a good place. How long did it take you to figure out where you wanted to go?
2 years.
Wow. Okay.
2 years. Because all the spaces were either too small or something ridiculous, way too big. Not that I would ever bash on anyone with a 10,000 something square foot warehouse. That's not what we needed.
No.
We wanted something with carpet. It had to have restrooms for the customers. Not in the back room. I mean, on the floor.
Like accessible, right?
And it had at least one had to be handicap accessible. There could be no stairs. I also required that the store face north or south. It could not face east or west.
Because you don't want your stuff getting bleached out, like so many shops suffer from.
That is correct.
Because there's one shop on Colfax that I won't mention. That I mean, you feel bad because it faces south, and those posters just constantly are getting switched out.
There's a reason for that.
Saving what's on the inside of the store.
Yeah, so here we got a little bit of the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
We hit all the new ones over here on this side, so even though the store, so we're due north, no sunlight, and even with that end of the store facing at an angle northeast, the sunlight that goes in there, they can have that end of the store.
Okay. So what's the next step? I mean, what's your next big vision?
Other than get more stock, get the gaming going for real in here.
Yeah.
Move on to store number two.
Okay.
Three.
Wow. So you're going to be the next comic book empire in Colorado? You can smile. Come on. I can see it. I can see it. Just
no. No. If there was one store out there I don't want to be, that is the one.
The one that shall not be named. So
it's like he who walks behind the rows of comics. He's like that to me. Are you listening? I'm talking about you.
He knows. He's been walking with a target on his back for a long time.
No.
If you're in Colorado, you know who we're talking about.
That's not true. He doesn't have a target on his back. I'm not gunning for anyone.
No.
We don't have to put a target on his back. I like people that'll shoot themselves in their own foot.
True story. So now, when you opened the shop, were you worried about digital comics? Because, I mean, that's kind of the wave.
No, I'm not worried.
Why?
Because it's just like Stan Lee said.
Okay, what'd Stan Lee say?
I'm not going to say it. You know what he said.
I know what he said.
That knowing look in your eye, that twinkle in your eye, you know exactly what he said about digital comics are nice, but it's like boobs. Nice to look at, but you'd rather hold it in
your
hand.
You want to touch it. And we are tactile, and once you read a good story, you want to own it. You want to have the comic.
That and half the people here that are digital readers. It's like, well, yeah, it's for the plane. Yeah, it's for the bus ride. Oh, no, this book is for the collection.
Yes. In fact, Rebecca and I were just talking about that the other day because I've introduced her to Hush. No, Court of Owls. Court of Owls is her first trade
really?
For Batman.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did. And I had heard about it and wanted to.
Because I couldn't find my Hush trade, because I was going to give her that first. And then I was going to say, here's the best story in Court of Owls, but I gave her the best right off the bat. So
I think we sold that one already.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's hard to keep in stock.
It's
mean,
true.
It moves. So with your collection, did you put anything up on the walls? Did you
of mine?
Yeah. No. So none of your personal collection came in.
Our personal collection's at home. We will not bring it.
Wow, you are so much better than me.
Hers is all like the Kiss Psycho Circus, the entire series.
The McFarlane stuff, yeah.
And things like that. And mine's a little more odd.
Describe odd.
I prefer horror comics.
Nothing's wrong with that.
I don't collect any mainstream comics.
The old EC stuff is brilliant stuff. Yeah. The Two-Fisted Tales, and I mean, there's some really good horror stuff out
there.
No,
I collect odder stuff, like Dr. Giggles.
Oh, my God.
Because they made one and two, so it's framed on the wall at home. Freddy versus Jason versus Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Got all six covers of number one at home framed separately. Mm-hmm. So it makes the two pictures.
Wow.
And those are all put away. My Halloween one, my Halloween two. All these, no, they're put away.
Oh,
all my Evil Deads and my Army of Darknesses, they're all put away.
Well, then we have which one is that for Ash? Is it Ashes to Ashes that we have framed?
Well, there's that one, yeah.
Because, I mean, Ashes to Ashes was like the second or third series when they tried to bring it back.
I think so. We have the only Saw comic ever made. I've got that at home.
Oh, is that the one with the foot that's on the cover with the
just the white cover?
Yes, I've got one of those. That is...
I love that. That's not going anywhere. It's certainly not coming here.
So do you ever see yourself bringing any of your collection in?
No. I have the full run of Kiss Psycho Circus. I have Archie Meets Kiss.
Okay.
All four regular covers plus the variant covers. And then I have when Howard the Duck meets Kiss.
Okay.
And it's all staying home.
That's the first appearance of Kiss in comics.
It's staying home.
Really?
Yeah. What was it? Howard the Duck number 17 or 18. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
It was their first appearance because it was before the actual Kiss comic came out.
Before the Kiss comic,
where
yeah.
they mixed their own blood in with the ink. It was actually before that.
Wow. I didn't know it was Howard the Duck. I knew they had something before issue one, which Gene Simmons just raves about all the time, which, okay, you pricked your finger and you put some blood in the ink. Okay, that's great.
I'm impressed.
I am. I couldn't do it. I'd be like, no.
I could do it. That would be awesome.
It's like the old school back in the 90s when, you know, they had the Punisher comics where they took a gun and just shot a bullet into it. That was the variant. Yeah.
Back when a variant was a true variant.
Yes.
When a variant meant, oh, we put the wrong
something
price
special.
On it accidentally.
Mm.
It was accidentally cut wrong. It was accidentally Oops. Stapled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The colors were wrong and we made 50 of them. That was a true variant. Now what we have is an on-purpose. I don't know why they call it a variant.
It's not, yeah, just something different. So what do you recommend nowadays? I mean, with the comic book industry as it is, I mean, you've got Image, which is staple non-comic book hero. I introduced Rebecca to Manhattan Project.
Nice.
Which is my favorite Image book, one of them. What do you guys recommend? Because it is a huge landscape out there.
Read horror. Ginger Dead Man just started. They're only on issue number two.
Shut up. They made a Ginger Dead Man?
Can you cover me for a second? Ashley's going to cover me.
Okay. So what do you recommend, Ashley? I mean, what is your staple or your go-to?
Mine, honestly, is Batman. It's Batman. I really like Batman. He's my favorite.
Well, it's kind of hard to beat Batman, especially with the Capullo and Snyder run going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is phenomenal. It's probably one of the top shelf things DC has right now.
Right.
So it's hard to differentiate on that.
Rebecca, if that's not your thing,
oh my
God. Read Puppet Master.
She's looking. Rebecca's like, oh, I don't know. So do you think horror comics are going to start coming back?
We have a ton of people in here that all they want is horror comics.
Really?
Completely offbeat, not Batman, not Superman. We get asked for the oddest things in here.
So do you think the non-hero comics are starting to rise, that we're going to see
yes.
A usurp of the kingdom?
maybe not a usurpation, but a lot of people are tired of the Marvel, the DC, mm-hmm. the constant barrage of, oh, it's Secret Wars went on for 9 months. You know, you only bankrupted yourself buying every comic that went with it, and they're about to hit us with Civil War, and oh goody, just in time for DC to do their relaunch of everything again.
Their rebirth.
The rebirth.
Which, okay, so 52, we just got to issue 50, 51 on most of the rebirth,
mm-hmm.
or the new 52 mm-hmm. issues, and now we're doing rebirth.
That mm-hmm. is correct. Which is why people are like shunning away from it. Do you want to buy 15 crossovers for Civil War? Because if you do, you should have started last week.
So and that one flew under the radar, according to you and me said off
the
mic.
At least the beginning one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That Iron Man number 9. We mm-hmm. had to order 10 more copies last Tuesday. Like before we started selling them, because people had already signed up for them. And it was like, why? And then the cover showed up. Right across the top it says, Road to Civil War 2. And I'm like, oh God.
No.
Order more.
So in that situation, what do you do? I mean, do you hope and pray, or do you, like we did in the old school days, wait for it to hit like King Supers and the bookstores and go buy them off the newsstand?
Yeah, but you already know there is no newsstand King Super book buying anymore.
Not anymore.
As soon as a comic book store doesn't have it, you don't get it.
And
or
that's
you have to run to eBay,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to be a comic book store selling it.
Right.
Yeah, which they already pulled the ones that they were going to, you know, hold or sell through the door and
right.
make their money on the back end. Are you going to do an online shop, or are you going to keep it storefront?
We've been on eBay storefront? For 11 years.
Oh. What's the eBay store?
Mr. X Comics 69. Look at that dirty grin on his face. That was...
Yes, because
it means something else.
There's 65 other Mr. X comic books out there.
Actually, no, they required us to have a number in the name.
Really?
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had it.
So you had to do 69? Or mm-hmm. is there a story behind?
Oh, no, we could have picked a different number, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that's not as much fun.
It's really not. Instead, there's a really dirty story behind this.
All right. I'll buy it.
It's the year I was born.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's it. And there's the nuts and bolts of it.
Literally. Thanks, Dad.
Because there's always that one guy that plays softball that always has 69 on the jersey or, you right. know, in football. And
he's always smiling, too.
He's always smiling. Isn't
you
it odd?
That?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what his position is.
No. He doesn't care.
Give me back the books. I'm going to go put these away now. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, so put those away so when you come back, you can tell me what you recommend for, besides horror. So what about, what's grabbing your eye right now in, dare I say, the Marvel and Image universe? What surprised you? How about that?
I'm surprised they keep killing Cyclops every other week.
That I wish they'd just keep him dead like they did Professor X.
Oh, no.
That I'd be fine with.
No, I'm not okay with that.
No?
No, I'm a purist. That's why I like X-Factor Volume 1, not Volume 2, 3, 4, blah, blah. I like maybe like say the first 70 books, and then they did. It's like they used the original X-Men as a launching point for every X-Man they've tried to force on me like rape since I was 7. Because there's the original X-Men, it didn't sell real well. And
right.
They did the king size
annual number
one.
We're
gonna bring them all back, and then all right, we're gonna slide straight into the Dark Phoenix saga. Oh, here's Wolverine, and they push him on me like rape forever. And yay, Gambit, you throw cards. I don't care. Oh, wait, the original X-Men just retired. You know, half of them are dead. The other half are retired. Oh, wait, no, Jean Grey is not dead. We have X-Factor number one.
She's in a rock underneath the ocean.
Exactly. She's fine. Professor X knew. Thanks for not telling Scott. That's why he's so traumatized. Then you have X-Factor number one, which I was like 14 when it came out.
Which is a very good series for the first 25, 30 issues.
Thanks, until you get right past the Marvel Mutant Massacre.
Yep.
As soon as, you know, we're like issue 10, they've got Angel impaled and, you know, and the next thing you know, you've got Archangel comes back and blah, blah. And from there, it was like, I'm retiring. And next thing you know, they're gone and I'm stuck with a whole bunch of new mutants again.
You end up with
again
with Forge and with Strong Guy and yeah. Havoc.
They should just call him that Strong Guy and Guy in Weird Costume and Guy Who Throws Cards.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, Mutant Massacre was brutal.
It was a great arc. I don't like what they did afterwards with the whole, oh, I'm going to retire again. No, I'm not going to retire. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, I'm alive.
Well, when I was reading it, I mean, because he got impaled in Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in, and the whole, like, oh, my God, they pinned him with his wing. I mean, he's trying to do the right thing. He's in a sewer with wings. What the hell are you going to do?
Good luck flying.
Yeah.
Sorry, Warren. Hide your wings and run.
And as it is, I mean, we already know that Angel has hollow bones because he's a bird-like mutant.
He's so. A bird man.
Yes.
He's the penguin.
He's a chicken.
He's chicken wing.
You just called him that. Chicken wing.
Chicken wing. Could you hear Cyclops doing that? Chicken wing. Come down here and get me.
Yeah, that would be classic. That'd be,
oh, my God. See, that I would read.
That is humor.
That I would read. Instead, I had to read other things.
Well, I mean, X-Men's not a bad thing. I mean, before, if you couldn't get your horror, especially like you and I growing in the middle of Midwest Nowheresville.
That was Fangoria for me then.
Yeah.
That one, Famous Monsters. I read Creepy.
Creepy.
All those.
Very good stuff.
And at the same time, Cracked was still published.
God, I haven't picked up a Cracked magazine in years.
It's because they're only online now. You can't get one.
Really?
Yeah, you got to go to cracked.com.
I don't even see him show up at shows all that often.
Does that count as a plug?
Yes, it does.
Just edit
shameless,
it out.
Shameless plug
just
here.
Just edit it out, because I have nothing to do with that, and I haven't read it in years.
It's okay. There's a lot of things I talk about that I'm like, So do you like what Image is doing? I mean, you have Walking Dead, which has a show. You got Outcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's now going to be a show.
It's also
going to
be a show. Mm-hmm. Which is funny. They put it all over the front of the trade. Like nobody's going to know. They put this giant seal on the front of the Outcast trade, letting people know the show is coming.
That's just disappointing. Have you seen an increase in out on the, like, issue one and two?
Cause no,
I know somebody
walking,
that
just Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead we can't keep in the store. It doesn't matter how many I order.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
A lot of people, they
current
watch
issues,
the show and then
back
it's,
issues.
Well, I want to start reading Walking Dead, and I have to tell them, you do realize that it's nothing like the show.
And you're
it's
jumping in 150
different.
Issues later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's hard to pick, because none of the characters that are in the show really are in the comic now.
No, because some of them, they die in, like,
I mean, Rick
first
and
couple of ones.
Issue 5.
Yeah, Rick and Carl are the only ones that are the staples, because Andrea is in the comic but dead in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, his relationship. So we know where Michonne's character is going. Do you guys watch a lot of the TV shows, or do you try to stay current with pop culture? Because I know the demands of a show.
We don't watch TV.
Wow.
The only time we watch TV is
Netflix.
Football or hockey.
We did watch the entire...
Don't even get me started on hockey right now. I'm so pissed.
We did watch the entire first two seasons for Daredevil.
And what'd you think?
I love it.
So do you think they have the right mix for the TV show on that? What do you think of the Punisher?
You know what? When he first showed up, I mean, I got goosebumps. I was like, that's the Punisher. I pointed this guy out quick. And I didn't like the person playing him at first,
right,
the way he was doing it.
Well,
but as we went on, I liked him more and more and more. And by the time you get towards the end of season two, he's like in character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I can live with this.
So did you ever see the Thomas Jane Punisher movie?
I like him best.
And he even did a short film that he goes to the laundromat as the Punisher and some stuff goes south and he ends up just like kicking the crap out of all these guys while his unmentionables are in the dryer.
I need to watch this.
It is an amazing short film.
I need to watch this.
Just Google or search it in the YouTube. You'll see it. Thomas Jane.
I need to watch this.
And it's great. And he is my favorite Punisher. And I'm so pissed that they didn't.
Did we just agree on something?
We did.
We can't have that.
Why?
Well, I guess we can't. What's the Stanley Cup for?
It's what I podcast with. And she brought up hockey. Mm-hmm. And I'm pissed right now because both the Avalanche and the freaking Bruins are out.
Aww.
And I'm not a big Chicago fan.
I say you could always be a Blackhawks fan.
I'm
at least they have one of these.
I'm from Chicago.
So you can be a Blackhawks fan. They have one of these, dude.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's off a 3D printer.
We have like six.
Awesome. Well, hopefully Chicago will win because I can't have Detroit win.
No.
No. That's
Detroit hasn't won anything since what?
Ever?
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 The Lions?
It's been a long...
Don't they have a basketball team? Detroit something? Pistons?
Pistons.
Right?
Pistons.
They don't even make cars there anymore. Why don't you change the name?
They do. They have got the Chrysler 300M over there, don't they?
Don't they make that in Mexico or something? Is Guatemala?
They bus it in.
There's no one in Detroit anymore except for the sports teams. That's it.
That's it. Hey, but you can get a discount on a sporting event.
Hey, check it out. We just got blacklisted from Detroit, Michigan. You broke my heart. I can never go there again.
Damn you.
Damn you, Detroit. Going to force me to go to Guatemala.
So is there anything on a movie standpoint you're looking forward to?
No.
Did you see the travesty that is Batman versus Superman?
No.
No, we haven't seen it. We just recently watched the new Star Wars movie.
Okay.
We don't get out. We're here 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's not like a liquor store. You can have it closed on Sunday if you want.
Oh, we could.
We could.
We just
yeah.
don't.
No.
We just don't. It's like we do this every day, and then we go home, and the online thing continues. Mm-hmm. So our day starts at like 9 in the morning, and our day ends at 2 in the morning.
Ugh. You get a little nap in between?
No.
No. And then you throw kids in the mix.
Right, because we got the 1-year-old back there.
And
she's
the 10-year-old.
Shackled in the car seat right now.
Chains.
She's in chains in the back.
A little cage. We poke her with a stick later.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Raising them right.
You okay?
Exactly.
Well, I would love to be raised in a comic book store. Are you kidding? This is a dream come true.
Right? We have a playroom for them. It came with two offices, so we made one a room for the kids because our daughter has a baby, and she has a 4-year-old, mm-hmm. and then we've got the baby, and it was like, there
wow.
you go. We don't need two offices.
You're going to have, like, help here soon, too, when they get a little bit older?
Well, yeah, that's why we kept Kimmy. She grew up, became the GM.
Really? That's got to be the youngest GM in comic book store history.
Maybe. But I'm not worried about it. Do I look worried about it? She's over there running it.
I know. I see that. She's, so, like, on fire over there.
I'm a firm believer in female empowerment. We have 3 daughters total.
Wow.
We have 5 kids altogether. One's in the Gulf in the Navy right now. One's down in Arizona. Kid number 3 runs this place. Kid number 4 is in the back watching the baby.
Wow.
That's 5.
Holy crap.
Yeah. We were gonna adopt this 19-year-old Korean girl, and she told me no. And I was like, I'm trying to help.
Chinese food every day.
Yeah, Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I'm
I was
sure
thinking,
that's what
too.
He was
Thank
thinking.
You, Smart.
Oh,
Thank
yes.
You. Exactly.
I know what you're thinking. I'm covering you over here.
She's sitting over there like, I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going. I know where this is going. You tentacle porn bastard. I know what you're thinking over there. I can read your mind. Look at
really?
Her.
Really? You're going to go Ratsuki Dojo on us already?
Check it out. She's blushing.
She is.
That's cool.
Now that wow. We've... It's not that often that happens.
Right? I'm sorry. Is that a tattoo or a sticker? I'm sorry.
It's a tattoo.
It's real?
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. Thank you.
And Bill's done.
That was it. I just wanted to know. It's not like, oh, could I touch it? No. It's like I could see it, and I don't know if it's a sticker or what.
No. She's got another one on her leg, too.
Ouch. I bet that hurt a little.
Maybe.
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 I don't have anything, so I'm boring.
Do we have to unshackle the daughter? Ever?
Yes.
Why?
If you had it your way, she would never walk.
Never.
And she would stay the size she's at right now.
Absolutely.
They're manageable that way.
No, I can carry her around. I don't want her to grow up.
Well, I can understand that.
Like our daughter, Victoria, I probably would have kept her at about 8 months for the rest of her life. And Kimberly over there, I'd probably keep her at about 3.
The boys would be 40.
Yeah, Billy and Vincent would both be 40 and long gone. And then Natalie in there, I guess we could just keep her right where she is. I'm all right with that.
Nice.
I'm not above changing diapers. I don't care.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Could be worse.
So you got Free Comic Book coming, Free Comic Book Day, the
yes.
next big event?
Yes.
Yes.
First Saturday in May?
Yeah, should be a blizzard.
To our luck. Every time you have an event, there's snow, I've noticed.
I know. We're just going to cancel all the events. Or I'm going to schedule them somewhere else.
Can't do that. Have any artists coming in for Free Comic Book Day?
Right now, we only have Jay Peterans.
Oh, okay. JP, I know Jay.
I like him
a lot. He actually did our logo, our main logo. Did he? The banner? Uh-huh.
Talented guy. I like him.
Very talented. I know. I'm waiting to find out because he went to Emerald City, mm-hmm. talked to a couple of my buddies over at IDW. Waiting to see on the card comic if they're going to pick it up or
that,
not.
That
Magicians
on the back
Must
of
Die.
Magicians Must Die. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the first thing I bought from an independent ever. Like, directly from an independent. I don't mean an independent comic. I mean,
right.
actually,
independent artist
sitting there mm-hmm. was the deck. And he drew on the back of it. It was very Bernie Wrightson-esque.
His style is... I mean, he even does, like... Because I like his cartoon style.
Mm-hmm.
But his Wrightson style and what he can pull up is
He's good.
Amazing.
He's good.
Very good.
But no, he was the first to confirm for Free Comic Book Day. Umbrella Corporation will be coming in force. We got the 501st coming. I'm pretty sure Tom and Stacy...
Batman and
Frank,
Wonder Woman.
They're kind of going back and forth between us and another unmentionable place where we have multiple cars here and there. So we're like sharing them. It's like a sorority party.
Wow. Do you get along with other shops? Do you play well with others?
I do not play well with others.
the face that she has right now is priceless.
I play well with one.
With okay. One. Well, that's at least you have like a partner.
Well, he's across town. I told him, you know, if you need anything, we'll try and help you out. And, you know, if I need anything, I'm going to call you first.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, a little in-store trading because things move differently across town. And that always helped.
I mean, you know, like if you have a problem like, I don't know, Diamond forces you to order 9,000 bags and boards, and I know I don't need 9,000 bags and boards. Maybe you need a couple thousand. I can send them your way.
Let alone somewhere to storage 9,000.
Have you seen the back room
here? Your back room, actually, you could probably load a pallet in there, which is impressive.
At least.
That is, like I said, I'm marveled at your space.
It's a lot of back room. Like, we had seriously considered putting, like, freezer space back there. Like a morgue.
Cold storage?
Exactly. where I keep the severed heads of my enemies.
Right after you pick up your hold slot, you can take a look at our aquarium of dead heads.
Aquarium of Bill's enemies. Look. He ordered $500 worth of comics and $800 worth of formaldehyde. That was this week's delivery.
We do see what I have next week.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. People would think we were kidding. They'd be like, oh, they really are into horror jars lining along the walls.
It'd be awesome.
Not really. They'd be like, wait a minute, I know that guy.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Anything in particular for Free Comic Book Day you're looking forward to? Any standouts? It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. It's obnoxious almost now.
What do you mean by what am I looking forward to? We already have the books.
Oh, did they already come in? Did they already ship?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So what stands out?
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. Oh, God.
I'll show it to you when we're done here.
All right.
No, it's funny.
Okay.
I like Grumpy Cat. I do. I don't know why. It's because he's always, you know, and...
Just a curmudgeon.
Exactly. I like that, though.
All righty, Bill. Well, what to follow you do they need to do? You're on the Twitters and Facebook and
we
all of that?
We are on Twitter, unfortunately. Thank you, hon, by
You're
the way,
welcome.
For setting that up.
No problem. Anytime.
I
started harassing Mark Hamill.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Seriously, I started harassing him yesterday. I started putting up meme after meme on his page, just waiting for him to block me. God dare you, Luke. You know? No, I'm not even kidding. I believe you.
I take you at your word.
I'm sure by now you've seen the meme. Yes. Some say she's Luke's daughter. Some say she's Leia's daughter. I say, why can't it be both? And it shows the scene where Luke and Leia are kissing. Over and over again, I put it on him, just waiting for him to block me.
You can tell when it's Bill on Twitter and Facebook.
Which one is you?
Yeah.
Nice. So what's the Twitter handle so that they can follow the incessive hamling?
Oh, it's a new term. I got to go hamling.
Like I need to introduce more terms to you?
I like this one, though. Hashtag hamling. Start following that, people. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
As soon as I get to the laptop in the back, I'm going to
be... New hashtag.
I'm going to be hamling all afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank
Smurf.
You.
That's actually great. I love that one. I actually like that. Oh, my God.
What the hell did he ask me?
Twitter handle?
Twitter.
What is it?
It's...
Mr. X Comics something.
I think it's just Mr. X Comics and then the ad...
Twitter,
yes.
And then Facebook is just Mr. X Comics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're also followed by us for 5280, of course. And
oh, we follow you for sure.
We try. Give you guys something to look at.
While I'm not hamling.
While you're not hamling.
He's out not there hamling gonna be quiet now for the rest of the day.
No, I'll be dead quiet, but I'm gonna be back there.
He's gonna be
no, then what are you doing? Hamling.
Hamling.
It's a perfect excuse. I love it.
It's so great.
Perfect. Alrighty, Bill. Thank you for sitting down. I appreciate it.
That.
You should. Get a copyright on it.
Get the paperwork. Go print it out.
No.
Come on.
No.
We'll give him half.
In.
See? He's all for it now. She's over here like, oh my God, twisted.
I just throw these ideas out all the time, so it's fine.
She's just sitting there all quiet. She's like, he was so quiet before we sat down.
Yeah. No, he was many things, but quiet was never one.
Oh, no, I meant me.
Bill was quiet.
I really was. Well, I can go back to that.
Thank you for sitting in with us.
Thanks for coming.
We'll keep you updated as far as what's going on with Mr. X Comics and the like in the comic book in universe, and I'm sure you'll have more events coming up after Free Comic Book Day.
I'm sure.
And we will be here. In the meanwhile, we're all stories in the end, so please, make it a good one.